Welcome back, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, and we're here to bring vitality back to you and the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's great, Scott. I am fine. Are you?
Good. Detox has been a major theme of a lot of our podcasts, and in our last podcast, you teased us a little bit about a new product that you've got that basically was, it sounded like you just put your feet in some water, it runs an electric current through it, and it detoxifies and energizes the body. And last time you said that you'd tell us a little bit more about it this time, and I'm going to hold you to that because I'm very, very curious about how this thing works and what it is and even what it's called, because you didn't even tell us that. So
sure enough.
Time to fess up, Martin.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's the company calls itself Salus Per Aquam, which okay. is spelled S-A-L-U-S. And that's a Latin word for health. And per aquam means through water.
Health through water.
And their product is called Ionic Spa. And the generic name for this product is BEEFY, which is a acronym for Bioenergy Field. Oh, gosh, I forgot exactly what it stands for. I think I'm going to have to refresh my mind, too. But anyway, it's known as the BEEFY.
Okay.
And, well, here's how it works. We have, when we electrolyze water, when we run direct current, DC, into a solution. It cannot be distilled water. It has to have some particles in it. When we run the current in it, it will electrolyze the water, creating positive ions and negative ions, and creating a more alkaline environment in the bath. We've already talked about creating alkaline environment in a bath using, for instance, the Miracle 2 soap and neutralizer. This here is using the electric current to create a similar situation, which then causes the body to want to dump out particles that would otherwise not be wanted.
In the body.
In the body. Oh, yes, that's right. In the body.
So it helps the body get rid of these toxic substances.
That's right. And more so, it also introduces electrically charged water back into the body, because of course in your lymphatic system takes up stuff through your feet. If you ever wanted to demonstrate the lymphatic system in action, just crack open a clove of garlic and rub it on your feet. It will take you no more than 5 minutes to be tasting garlic in your mouth.
Wow.
And this goes back to biblical times, of course. Rubbing ointments and essential oils and things like that on people's feet has been practiced from time immemorial. And it's anointing oils are meant to be put either on the top of the head or on the soles of your feet. So anyway, okay. that's another sidebar. Speaking about this electromedicine then, what we're doing is we're introducing two things into the equation. One is an environment through which elements that are toxic in the lymphatic system are wanting to leave the body and go into the bath. And the second is taking up water that's been properly energized and charged.
And putting it back into the body.
And so here are the side effects. Increased vitality, healthier blood, neutralization of toxins, relief from pain and stress, relief from inflammation, relief from fluid retention, faster healing and recovery, improved function of the digestive system, namely liver, kidneys, and colon, improved the endocrine system, or function of the endocrine system, which of course means relief from menstrual pain and PMS for the ladies, and relief from just this aggressive crazy from men, and improved sleep. How's that for a little foot soak, right?
And how long would you want to do a foot soak? Like, is it 10 minutes?
No, it's a 30 minutes. It's a 30-minute session, yeah.
And would you do it once a week, once a day, once a month?
The recommended process would be every other day until you've had enough. Since this device costs $600, you will want to use it plenty.
Yeah, that's right.
But still, you know, the competition, as I was mentioning in the previous podcast, sells for anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000. So we still are offering an excellent value.
Now, is there any difference in the water before and after? Like, how would you know that it was actually removing toxins?
Well, one of the effects of running the electrolysis in the water is that anything that's dissolved in the water is turned into various colors of muck, depending on what's in your water. It could go rusty, it could go brown black, it could go white specks and foamy, and it would stink to high heaven. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on with that water. Some of it is just the conversion of whatever was in the water to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it is actually coming out of your body too. So
so you kind of start with a clear water in the tub, and when you're done, it's kind of grungy.
Oh,
looking.
Very grungy, yeah.
And some of that is what was in the water before, and some of that is what came out of your body.
Yes, that's correct.
Out of your feet.
Yes,
right?
Out of your feet.
So that you can actually see.
Well, you know,
impact.
It's deceptive. I don't want to set people up thinking, oh, look, this is brown. That must mean that my liver's detoxing. Or, look, this is white. That must mean that the fungus and candida is coming out of my body. There is a whole bunch of strange information published on the internet about this stuff. And it's probably not doing enough good. I think it's confusing the issues. Because if you run this ionic spa just by itself without the feet in it, the water will also change color.
Right.
So I don't want people to focus on the fact that it changes colors as a confirmation that something's come out of their body. It really is more the energetic effect, and it's more about the invisible things that they don't really look like anything, but they are coming out.
Oh, very cool. Well, that's a very interesting way that we could detoxify our body.
Yeah. Well, we actually have had a product that's much more primitive than that. We call it the Futseng foot pouches, and that's a traditional Chinese medicine item that we have been selling for some time, and they, of course, cost about $35 for a pack of 10. And these things are placed on the soles of your feet. And they will change colors overnight as well. They will go from clear to really dark, black, mucky. And they will soak up unwanted liquids. And they will also energize the meridians that are in your feet. So for people who don't really have the $600 to spare, they could take it in smaller increments and achieve a similar effect through the use of these foot pouches.
So these foot pouches, you just sort of wrap them around your foot?
They come with a sticky backing, so it just sticks to your skin quite readily.
Wow, so there you can detox as you sleep.
Oh, yes, that's the idea. I've actually had people call me after they've had a toothache. Woman called up and said, I had an abscess tooth. I put it on my face, and overnight the pain is gone. I had a fellow who had a problem with his knee, and he was putting it on his knee. And the problem resolved itself, and another fellow was putting it on his back, and that also worked.
Interesting. So not just on the foot.
Right. And it works on the principle of loosening the blocked energies. You know, in the Chinese medicine or the energetic medicine model, we're dealing with the flow of qi, the flow of the life force.
Right.
And so when the flow is blocked, there's pooling of this energy, which, much like stagnant water, it tends to go scummy. The pooling, stuck qi energy causes trouble in the human body.
Can you give us a little bit of a definition of chi? Because some of our listeners and myself may not be that familiar with the
Oh
term.
gosh, I don't know if I can dare that. I'm not trained in the traditional Chinese medicine. I perceive qi as the life force, as the energy that animates life. You know,
Animates our bodies.
the difference between a live guy and a dead guy is the presence of the qi. I mean, physically, you were taking breaths and you were alive and your blood was running in your veins, and next thing, you're done. And
And it's not running.
yeah, it's not running, and the only thing that's missing is 21 grams of chi.
Right, okay. So, and our body has meridians or lines on them that the energy runs up and down.
Right. Yeah,
So if that gets.
the Chinese model of the acupuncture model shows us that every major organ and some major muscle groups are attached to different circuits. We have 26 of these circuits, and they're known by the big organs like the liver meridian and the kidney meridian and the lung meridian and so on.
Right.
So anyway, each one of them, it's been mapped very well for thousands of years, and you can do acupuncture with needles, or you can do acupressure just with fingers, or you can do this energy medicine using the pouches, for instance.
Right.
And
Well, that's
and all of these
the pup.
meridians end in your fingers, on your hands, and they also end in your feet.
On the toes.
I believe so. Also, sorry, not sure. Also, the
Okay.
reflexology, which is the particular form of healing through massaging of feet, you can find a reflexology map, and you will find that every organ is represented energetically on the soles of your feet.
I've had a few reflexology sessions, and it was really quite funny because she would say, this is your stomach, and she would be,
Rubbing it.
massaging, and my stomach would growl,
Yeah.
like right
Yeah.
then, right? And so I'm getting it working a little bit better.
Yeah.
It was half an hour, and the only time it growled was when she would rub that certain spot,
Absolutely.
right? Yeah, it was very
Yeah.
amazing.
And then there are also your entire body's also represented in spots of your ears, if you can believe it. And
Wow.
this is what really bugs me, is that all of the organs are energetically represented in your ears. And the young folks who are piercing their ears, some of them very, what shall I say, not just one spot,
Brutally.
but
Yeah.
just shooting holes through it so much, they really are damaging their own energetic body in a significant way through ignorance.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see that reflected probably in the life that and the lifestyles that those people are living.
Yep.
A lot of them, right? It's
Yes. Yeah.
just not good.
So I wanted to mention to you this in conjunction with the ionic foot bath. It has a lot to do with mineral balances. The mineral balance in our body, we talked about it earlier. You
Yeah.
know, there are these four main issues that we list on our health education pages: cleanse, nourish, balance your pH, and balance your life. And calcium magnesium balance is one of the things that dictate people's behavior. People who have not enough magnesium in relation to the calcium end up being very, what shall I say? Well, a calcium-rich person will be quick to anger, you know, the person that will just flare up into ranting in with very little stimulus. Like road rage would be a classic example of calcium magnesium imbalance.
Right, those people that are in road rage would probably need a little less calcium.
Or they need more magnesium.
Or more magnesium, right?
So, of course, that was a topic of our earlier conversations about Twilight America and their bath crystals and magic oil.
Right.
So, anybody, if you know anybody around you who's suffering from just flaring up too quickly, just head over to Life Enthusiast Co-op and check out magnesium supplementation.
It's really quite amazing when you think of it, right? That our behavior, we keep thinking, oh, we control our behavior, or we
Yeah.
people are the way they are,
Yeah.
and yet if you just change what you put into them, and their balance, they can be a lot more
That's so
peaceful
important.
or
You know, I
happy.
was just talking to a fellow earlier today. He's calling me up and he says, I have gone on a DMSA oral chelation detox. And I am feeling depressed and I'm feeling tired and I'm just, what's going on? So I said, well, look it. What you're doing is you're loosening toxins and your liver is being overwhelmed. It's just getting more input than it can handle. You need to slow down the detox or else suffer. And he says, well, what's worst is I'm feeling depressed. And I'm saying, yes, absolutely. You're depressed because your liver is the source of your depression. So imagine, instead of taking Prozac, you could just do a cleanse.
Right.
So when your liver's detoxified, you will be living a joyous, full life.
But getting there is going to take a little bit of work.
Absolutely. So, you know, go back to the basics again. Cleanse, nourish, and balance. You know, it's pathetic that it's really simple and it does not need to be solved with pills. It all can be solved with food. The problem, of course, we have with food is that it's no longer grown in the right soils and it's no longer taken fresh from the gardens into the kitchens. So we need to supplement with the superfoods to make up for the difference.
Yeah, because we're not getting it from the food that we're eating.
Yeah, it's not enough anymore. It used to be, but not anymore. Not in the industrial agriculture.
Right. So, Martin, you just kind of tweaked a question that I have, and I know we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent from the foot spa, but if someone is like an organic farmer or you're buying organic foods, is that
enough?
Is there enough in that?
The concept of biodynamic farming is important. Biodynamic would mean not only are you growing it on regular soil, you're actually remineralizing the soil, so you're getting some fresh rocks like ground up basalt and putting it on your soil. You're putting in compost and you're feeding the soil so it's growing nutritionally rich food. If that's the food you're eating, that yeah, you will definitely not need supplements.
However, it strikes me that most, when people talk about organic food, to me what that really means is they haven't put pesticides on it.
Yeah, it should be. Well, actually, organic means no artificial
fertilizers
such as superphosphate or such a thing. So it's not pushing the plant quick. And the second thing is no herbicide and pesticides, yes.
Right. So that doesn't really mean that the people are putting back into the soil.
Yeah, that's right. That's sad because the current definition of organic actually is not good. I have been shopping locally here where I live from farmers, and I've had conversations with them, and several of them are saying, I don't want to go certified organic because I can't do what I know is best as a certified organic.
Oh.
And one of the worst ones in certified organic is you can use chlorinated water to both feed the plants, wash the plants, and store the plants. So, for instance, you know, you say you're buying a bunch of organic parsley, but it's sitting in a bucket of chlorinated water. So it's soaking.
That's not good.
It's soaking up the chlorine straight up. But, you know, what's the grocer going to do? I mean, he has to keep the produce in a decent shape. So he has to soak it somehow, and he does not have a water filtration system in his store. He should, but can't afford it. Not in this competitive world.
No, and when you think about it, if you walk down the aisle, say, you know, at Safeway or any of the other major, you know, they spray water on the vegetables to keep them
good and fresh. Yeah,
keep them good and fresh. And that's just, you know, that's just coming directly out of whatever is in the pipes.
Yeah, chlorinated city water.
Chlorinated city water.
So, yeah, there's plenty to be left to perfection.
And again, when you keep talking about balance, so it's not about, okay, you know, this is the way it is. We can work to see if we can change it. Chances are no city is going to remove chlorine from its water.
Well, no, because we don't want to poison our population with bacteria.
Exactly. I mean, there's a reason for it, right?
Yes.
You know, so you're going to have that, and then so then the question is, rather than trying to remove that little bit of maybe stuff that you don't like, build up the body so that it doesn't matter, right? Because if our
Exactly.
body is, if we're strong and our body, if our immune system is strong and everything else, you know, I mean, even, you know, millions of years ago when we were running around the savanna in Africa, there would be volcanoes blowing up and all this stuff and particles going in the air, you had to deal with it, right?
That's absolutely so.
So
Yeah,
it's
we are built to survive in adverse conditions. That's not a problem.
yeah,
Well, you
it's
know,
just
there's this little point of using the ADR4 to balance the foods, you know. When you bring your groceries home, you can set them on the ADR4 and it'll structure the water correctly, so the produce, even though it may not be perfect, is going to be at least harmonized and energetically balanced.
right. Right. So there's lots of things that you can do. So it's not a doom and gloom thing. It's this is the reality of our society, the way we are right now, and here are some things we can do so that it doesn't affect our bodies the way it would if we didn't do those things.
Exactly. We just need to deal with the electromagnetic pollution, with the water pollution, and with the toxins. Try and eliminate as much of it as possible. And the rest, I mean, it's a miracle that we're alive, right?
That's right. We're
Anyway,
here for a reason.
yes.
Great. Well, let's wrap up our podcast with that thought, Martin, that you know, everybody, we're all miracles, and we need to keep reminding ourselves and remembering that because
Yeah.
sometimes we can get a little
All we could get.
overcome by,
Yeah.
yeah.
Take it easy on yourself. Be forgiving. Love yourself. Love your neighbor. You know, it's right in the Ten Commandments if you really think about it.
That's right. That's right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you very much, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day to share some wonderful information with our listeners and myself. Again, I really appreciate it. I know our listeners do. If you're interested in any of the products that Martin has talked about in today's podcast, head over to life-enthusiast.com. There's lots of information. There's lots of articles on all the different topics that we've been discussing in our podcast. If you're just a new listener to our podcast and you want to listen to some of the previous ones that we've done, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. Really appreciate it if you could leave some comments there. Let us know what you're thinking of our podcast. If you've got any questions or feedback, it's always welcome. So until next time, this is Scott Patton and Martin Patella of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and the planet. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.